Practical English Test for Colleges, Level A.
Practical English Test for Colleges, Level A.
Part 1. Listening Comprehension. Directions. This part is to test your listening ability. It consists of 4 sections. Section A. Directions. This section is to test your ability to Practical English Test for Colleges, Level A.
Practical English Test for Colleges, Level A.
Part 1. Listening Comprehension. Directions. This part is to test your listening ability. It consists of 4 sections. Section A. Directions. This section is to test your ability to understand short dialogues. There are 5 recorded dialogues in it. After each dialogue, there is a recorded question. Both the dialogues and questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D, given in your test paper. Then you should mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. Example. You will hear,
"Are you catching the 12:15 flight to New York?"
"No, I'll leave this evening."
Question. What are the 2 persons talking about?
You will read A. New York City. B. An evening party. C. An air trip. D. The man's job. From the dialogue, we learn that the man is to take a flight to New York. Therefore, C. An air trip is the correct answer. You should mark C on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. Now the test will begin. Number 1. Excuse me, may I use this printer?
Sorry, it's out of order.
Question. What does the woman mean? Number 2. Hi, Mary. I've got a new job. The salary is good.
Really? Congratulations.
Question. Why does the woman congratulate the man?
Number 3. Can I help you, sir?
Yes, I want to rent a car for 1 week.
Question. What does the man want to do? Number 4. Good morning. What's the problem?
I'd like to change this shirt for a larger size.
Question. Why does the man want to change the shirt? Number 5. Hello, sales department.
Hello, I'm John Smith from ABC Company. May I speak to your manager?
Question. Whom does the man want to speak to?
Section B. Directions. This section is to test your ability to understand short conversations. There are 2 recorded conversations in it. After each conversation, there are some recorded questions. Both the conversations and questions will be spoken 2 times. When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D, given in your test paper. Then you should mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. Now listen to the conversations. Conversation 1.
Mr. Johnson, can you deliver our goods next week?
No, I'm afraid we can't.
When is the earliest time we can receive them?
Early next month, I think.
It's too late. You see, the sales season for this commodity is coming soon.
Yes, I understand.
Is there anything else you can do?
Maybe we can deliver the goods by air instead of by train.
Well, the cost will be much higher.
That's true, but you can receive them next week.
All right. Perhaps that's all we can do now.
Question number 6. Why does the woman think the delivery is too late?
Question number 7. What suggestion does the man make to deliver the goods?
Question number 8. When can the woman receive the goods?
Now listen again.
Conversation 1.
Mr. Johnson, can you deliver our goods next week?
No, I'm afraid we can't.
When is the earliest time we can receive them?
Early next month, I think.
It's too late. You see, the sales season for this commodity is coming soon.
Yes, I understand.
Is there anything else you can do?
Maybe we can deliver the goods by air instead of by train.
Well, the cost will be much higher.
That's true, but you can receive them next week.
All right. Perhaps that's all we can do now.
Question number 6. Why does the woman think the delivery is too late?
Question number 7. What suggestion does the man make to deliver the goods?
Question number 8. When can the woman receive the goods? Conversation 2.
Good afternoon, sir. May I help you?
Yes, I'd like to apply for a job at your company.
Good. But what position are you applying for?
HR Manager Assistant.
What's your major at college?
Business Management.
That's good. And have you got any experience?
Yes, I worked part-time as an HR Manager Assistant for 6 months.
Fine. Now, please fill in this form and wait for our further notice.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Question number 9. What position is the man applying for?
Question number 10. How long did the man work part-time as an HR manager assistant?
Now listen again.
Conversation 2.
Good afternoon, sir. May I help you?
Yes, I'd like to apply for a job at your company.
Good. But what position are you applying for?
HR Manager Assistant.
What's your major at college?
Business Management.
That's good. And have you got any experience?
Yes, I worked part-time as an HR Manager Assistant for 6 months.
Fine. Now, please fill in this form and wait for our further notice.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Question number 9. What position is the man applying for?
Question number 10. How long did the man work part-time as an HR manager assistant?
Section C. Directions. In this section, you will hear a recorded short passage. The passage is printed in the test paper, but with some words or phrases missing. The passage will be read 2 times. You are required to put the missing words or phrases on the answer sheet in order of the numbered blanks according to what you hear. Now, the passage will begin. The first reading.
I think we'll begin now. First, I'd like to welcome you all and thank you for your coming, especially at such short notice. I know you are all very busy and it's difficult to take time away from your daily tasks for meetings. As you can see on the agenda, today we will focus on the upcoming tourist season. First, we'll discuss the groups that will be coming in from Germany. After that, we'll discuss the North American tours, followed by the Asian tours. If time permits, we will also discuss the Australian tours, which are booked for early September. Finally, I'm going to request some feedback from all of you concerning last year's tours and where you think we can improve.
The second reading.
I think we'll begin now. First, I'd like to welcome you all and thank you for your coming, especially at such short notice. I know you are all very busy and it's difficult to take time away from your daily tasks for meetings. As you can see on the agenda, today we will focus on the upcoming tourist season. First, we'll discuss the groups that will be coming in from Germany. After that, we'll discuss the North American tours, followed by the Asian tours. If time permits, we will also discuss the Australian tours, which are booked for early September. Finally, I'm going to request some feedback from all of you concerning last year's tours and where you think we can improve.
Section D, Directions. This section is to test your ability to comprehend short passages. You will hear a recorded passage. After that, you will hear 5 questions. Both the passage and the questions will be read 2 times. When you hear a question, you should complete the answer to it with a word or a short phrase in no more than 3 words. The questions and incomplete answers are printed in your test paper. You should write your answers on the answer sheet correspondingly. Now listen to the passage.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Let me introduce our company to you first. We are one of the leading bicycle manufacturers in China. Our company was set up 50 years ago. We produce many brands of bicycles, and they sell very well, both at home and abroad. We have agents all over the world, and we have an office here in London too. Because of the high quality and good after-sales service we provide, our bicycles enjoy a good reputation. If you are interested in our products, we can send you our catalog and price list. For large orders, we promise to give you a special discount.
Question number 16. What product does the company produce?
Question number 17. When was the company set up?
Question number 18. Where are their products sold?
Question number 19. According to the speaker, why do their products have a good reputation?
Question Question number 20. What does the speaker promise to give for a large order? Now, listen again.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Let me introduce our company to you first. We are one of the leading bicycle manufacturers in China. Our company was set up 50 years ago. We produce many brands of bicycles, and they sell very well, both at home and abroad. We have agents all over the world, and we have an office here in London too. Because of the high quality and good after-sales service we provide, our bicycles enjoy a good reputation. If you are interested in our products, we can send you our catalog and price list. For large orders, we promise to give you a special discount.
Question number 16. What product does the company produce?
Question number 17. When was the company set up?
Question number 18. Where are their products sold?
Question number 19. According to the speaker, why do their products have a good reputation?
Question number 20. What does the speaker promise to give for a large order? This is the end of listening comprehension.
听力部分到此结束。